Big underdogs coming in today, Damon, but that's not how the game played out.
No, the boys were they were sort of hurting after last week, the second half performance down the low. You know, we came out very flat, but they started well today, battled really well in the first half, very composed, good composure on the ball, and then just, I'd say the first 5-6 minutes of the second half, we did the opposite to what we talked about in the dressing room before we came out, and gave them probably 5 or 6 scores. But to come back and fight back in the end there, when we went a point or two down, was very good, and get the equalising score. And you know what? It was blue fairly quick there at the end. We could have got another shot away. But no, we'd be happy with the draw after last week. So it was a good performance.
Yeah, you mentioned last week. I was just looking at you. 3 scores last week. Obviously, Oisin Gallen was out today, but you flipped that in the head completely. The lads stepped up. You had 6 different scores in that first half alone. So, you know, from the back of that, was that just this week the focus just became hard? You let yourselves down and you came out with real energy and grit this week?
I would say that's a good bit of it, but we were we seemed to be missing men a lot of times in the last couple of weeks leading into the championship, and I thought we went in sort of underprepared last week, if I'm quite honest. We dropped 11 balls short in the game last week, 7 in the first half, which sort of made it difficult for us, but I just felt we were underprepared. A few boys like Jamie Keegan last week was their first game, maybe in 6 or 7 weeks, but competitive game. We had probably 5 lads like that. So I think that was as much it as innings. So we wanted to go out just and give, I suppose, the supporters that travelled to Dunloe last week would have been very disappointed. So good to get back on back at it this week and give a good performance.
Yeah, 11-3 at half time. You must have been very encouraged, not only by your 11 points, but the fact you restricted Unions to 3. You had some brilliant 2-pointers as well. As a management at half time, is that a difficult thing? Because you're expecting Unions to step up. You can't step off, but it's kind of managing the game. And then you went through that massive period of 22 minutes in the first half or second half, before you got a score, Damien. So when Unions went a couple of points up, then I thought it showed great courage from your guys to come back.
That's the most pleasing thing of the whole lot, to be honest with you. It would have been easy just to lay down at that stage, but with a lot of men, another man I see there, Kane Mulligan's just first game back today, he was marking Conor O'Donnell, which is no easy job. But at half time, what we were looking at was just keep the control. With 2 bad wides, and then with a goal chance where we fisted across the square, we took a 2-point shot at the start of the second half, which was probably the wrong option. So we had 4 or 5 things in a row in there. Obviously, when you have quality like Patton, then for the, you get caught for 1 kick out and you're in butter, and I think the goal might have came off that. But as I said, delighted just to get a point on the board, because you know if you go after this week without it, you're sort of chasing a wee bit. So we can look forward to the draw now and head wherever we have to head next week.
Yeah, and I was just looking at your defensive shape, Damien, and you can see you obviously yourself and Nick are coaching that every week. But when you got the ball in, you know, you had a lot of players, you know, just looking at Sean Martin there, you know, McGinty, obviously Keegan, there were so many players looked like they could break the line and they could cause problems. So it wasn't just your defensive shape. When you got it in, you were really punching holes.
Yeah, really good. Them boys are like that. Sean's obviously up at the county the last couple of years and made a bit of an impact this year. So he's piles of legs. So he was breaking it. Jamie was breaking it. With a couple of big men in middle, obviously Luke Gavigan there.
Huge work.
Battles hard, gets through a pile of work. Rory Callaghan. So we're good in that respect. Joe Boyle's first game back today too. He was in fullback on McGeehan as well. And that's again no easy job. So we've big men there in the right positions that if we get away fast, we'll get scores and get up the field quick. But power's massive in the game now, because it seems to be since the All-Ireland final, forwards are hassling like mad. It's very hard for keepers now. If they go short, it's a long way to get up the field now with the amount of pressure that's coming on.
Yeah, forwards tackling, great fun.
Forwards tackling, just mean you're finished.
Damon, just to finish on this, obviously you say poor second half this week, the ball's dropped short. And this must give you huge, I mean, Unions, one of the teams I expected to maybe be there on the final day, and you did more than match them in many levels in this game today.
Yeah, we've been saying all along, like we'll come good as the championship comes on. It probably came a couple of weeks too quick for us, because we'd Conor McGinty back today as well. Very good game there at number 7. We had Kevin McCormick come off the bench, Marty O'Reilly was back fit, Joe Boyle, as I said already. So we do think that the panel is going to grow as the weeks go on, and we'll be in, obviously Oisin's still to come back in, and if we can get the mix right there, it should be exciting over the next couple of weeks.